Hey, welcome to Adulting on Hard Mode, episode 3. I'm your host, Tanya.
I'm Carrie.
And this week, we're just going to kind of, I think this week, we're actually going to talk a lot about our medical stuff going on right now. It's kind of been a rough week and we have a lot going on. We're still going to touch base, though, on all of our updates on our side hustles and everything, too. Do you want to start with... should we just start with side hustles and get that out of the way? And then we can talk about ourselves later, I think, though.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So how have things been going for you with the surveys? Let's start with.
Well, let me tell you. Surveys this week, I have completed 2.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I keep getting disqualified. Like everything.
Oh. Yeah.
Everything is full.
That's fair. I feel like last night I was like, let me try to throw out some more because I did get excited. And in February, I hit silver status on Branded. So I've done enough that you hit up that, which I now understand like what you were talking about.
You keep going. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I didn't realize that, like, I kind of understood, but I didn't understand that there's the monthly bronze, silver, gold, and then it increases your percentages based off of where you are in that month, based off of if each week you hit that number of surveys. So that's cool. And I was like excited about it, but
it makes you want to keep going though, right?
Yes. And so, but I still just don't have the luck, but I also feel like it's not as big of a deal, like in terms of getting surveys and things like that. It's not as big of a deal with, I don't know what I was trying to say.
It's fine. For me, honestly, this week, it's been a bad week. I mean, because of my health issues, like I haven't invested any time. I think I've done 2 days this week of trying to do surveys and everything was full. And so I was just like, F it. I'm not even going to worry about this. But so far, like total for the month, I've made $32 off of, like, in total.
Both of them? Off of Adipal and Branded surveys?
That's yes.
Awesome.
And I so
I'm only at like $12. But I mean, we have only done this for like 2 weeks at this point.
Yeah, this is 2 weeks and I could have put more effort in it. I just didn't want to. Like, that's really what it was. I just didn't want to put in the effort on surveys this week. I chose to put my efforts into other side hustles. And so that's really what I've been focusing on is everything else.
Yeah, I think that's fair, though. I mean, $30 in a couple of weeks from the surveys is not really anything to sneeze at when you're doing them left and right. So I think that really shows. I just get so frustrated after, because I go in to do them and it'll be like, full, you disqualified, full, you're disqualified. So like, I think last night I was like, I'm just going to try to cap some out here really quick. And
that's what I did.
Full, disqualified, full, disqualified. And I don't think I actually took a survey.
Honestly, I didn't either. Not on Branded surveys, at least. I've been getting more survey opportunities on Adipal, but again, I just haven't. Like, I've started surveys and I'm just like, I don't want to do this. And I exit out of it. I've done that 20 times.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have made so much more money. It's just my effort, my willingness has been down the drain.
I had the same issues on Adipal, and that was like I was donating plasma on Monday. I'm like, I'm gonna do surveys just like while I donate plasma, like let's optimize my income.
It's a pussy. Sorry. I looked at the cat.
It's like you're a 5-year-old, like cat butt.
Yeah,
I saw its butthole.
Yeah. I crocheted a cat butt the other day.
You should totally sell crocheted cat butts on like an Etsy store.
Crocheted cat butt coasters. That's what it was. It was a crocheted cat butt coaster.
That's cute. Yeah, absolutely. Sorry. No, anyway. Any hoodle doodle.
Yeah, we'll get off that side quest. Any hoodle doodle.
Hoodle doodle. But hoodle-doodle. I got my... maybe one survey, maybe two total in the 50 minutes I'm hooked up to the machine.
Mm-hmm.
and the rest were like disqualified. Woo! And stuff. So
titties.
And I was trying your method.
Boobies. Sorry.
It's okay. I was kind of like, are my titties hanging out?
No. I know mine aren't. Like,
I was trying to get them done, but yeah, that's where I did hit silver was while I was at plasma donation. So I had to do that this week.
Yeah. Well, besides that, I mean, besides the surveys, so I have a whole list. I applied to 6 jobs on user interviews.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't keep track of how many I applied to, but I applied to a bunch of those. And I was looking at my list of like all the places I found that we can try eventually. And I learned user interviews is what they call a focus group. Okay. So they have focus group studies, which is why it's like apply to participate in this 1-hour study and we'll give you $90. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've applied there as well too. So
I'm waiting because a lot of the applications don't really open until March. So I applied to a virtual position on Belay, but that was a no-go. I got an email, I think this morning, saying we don't want you.
Oh,
okay. And then I've been applying for, I guess, focus groups or whatever on a website called OneForma.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I think that was on my list as one of the ones. Also, there's like so many options out there and I'm trying to stick with one for a minute, see mm-hmm. how it works. And then like, I think next month, maybe I'll try applying for other ones because I've casually done user interview for months. Mm-hmm. And I've had one call back, but I didn't answer the phone because who answers their phone? It's 2024. I didn't know the number.
Yeah, and exactly. Oh, God. I have a yeah. story about that.
And then I had one that it went right into the test. I don't know if you did that one, like I told you. And I got a $5 gift card and it took like a minute. Mm-hmm. So totally worth it. Yeah. Otherwise, what else have you have Souls updates? And so when you're doing your interviews, I did want to say, what exactly are you like applying for jobs? Like what titles are you looking for?
So for me, I can't apply to stuff that requires me to drive. Right. There were some driving ones. I'm not applying to ones that require me to have a camera in my house recording me doing my daily life.
Okay.
Because I have a child in my house and I do not want to be recording. A
cam girl.
No, not with like other people living with me that are going to be recorded.
That's fair.
If it was just me, fuck yeah. sorry, family who's listening to this.
I mean, it's fair. I 100% like 100% sure. Yeah, that's fine. If I could make money just walking around all day with camera set up in my house, done.
Yeah, because I'd forget about it. Anyways, so what I'm not applying to those. What I am applying to are what I call easy ones. So there's been some beauty and makeup ones that want to talk about your experience. There was one about sharing your story, which I'm extremely comfortable with, mm-hmm. obviously, because of my past experience sharing my story. Just stuff that seems easy, quick, to the point. That's yeah. what I'm applying for. And then on OneForma, I'm applying to anything that I'm qualified for, which I feel like for me, because I know you said that you want to focus on like one for a couple weeks, and I'm trying to do that. And yeah, cat farts are horrible. They're awful. Worse than dogs.
She just farted out of nowhere. All these rescue cats. So sorry. All these rescue cats, every single one of them, they have the worst gas from eating trash, I assume.
Yeah. Oh my God. I saw it the second it hit your face, like the wall. It was like
anyway,
I've been doing those. OneForma has been a lot. I've been a qualifying, that's what I was saying. Where you said you were going to focus on a couple, I feel like I'm applying to anything and everything just to see what lands. And mm-hmm. I feel like eventually, like in March, mid-March or April, I'm going to get all these calls and I'm going to be super busy, which I'm fine
That'd
with.
That'd be great, though, because they pay good. It is one form of pay, like, as yes. well. Yeah.
Yes. So, and then besides that, I have been working on my Shopify store.
Mm-hmm.
I got some more products up on my Shopify store. I got my TikTok store up this morning. I published 2 social media content planners on KDP. I did some affiliate links. I got paid on Bendable.
Oh, nice.
So I've sold 2 products so far total. Yay, me.
But like, this is actually like really kind of getting together, like generating some pretty decent, it's starting to actually be generating income now.
Yeah. Even if it's like cents and pennies here and there, like all together, I think total, like you and I have what made a couple $100.
Yeah. I think
in 2 weeks.
One of the things that I have been doing is the Kale app, like the,
oh, me
the
too.
food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know you just posted your first kale video. I posted 2 of them. I got $2 just for linking my TikTok and Instagram account to it. And then like, I only get about 200 to 250 views on any given video. Like same. Those are my yeah. numbers.
Same.
And so, but I still made like $13 or $14 each video yeah. off of the Kale app. So that's huh. already put me at like $30 on there from just the 2 videos. I mean, my goal this week had been to pull back. So in terms of my money making, my main income is still plasma donating just because it only takes me an hour and a half and it's $60 each time I go in at the donation center I have. So that has kept me afloat for my income. And then I did a secret shopper one.
Yeah.
I don't even remember which app it is. I'll have to look. I just like search secret shoppers, but it's kind of the same thing on and off over the years. I've looked up secret shopper apps and stuff like that, and I'm just not in a good area for it. So on this app, there was 1 possible shop listed, furniture store. That was it. But nobody had done it in a long time. So I got like a bonus. So I got $23 to go in and spend 30 minutes talking to somebody about couches.
Okay.
So not too bad for that, at least. Apps, I think for the surveys between both of them, I'm somewhere between $10 and $12. So we're looking at, actually, and most of that generation income just came in the last week. Like that was mm-hmm. not there when we last talked a little bit on the branded surveys. But so in this like last week, I've made $80, $90, mm-hmm. which isn't like a ton of money, but this is also like just starting, no real followers, no real viewing, haven't done this stuff before, trying to figure it out. And it's not something where I would be like, I can quit my full-time job if I needed like
absolutely
needed income at yeah. this point.
Yeah.
But reasonable side hustles.
Yeah, it's enough to get, like, if I want to buy some crystals on the weekend or something, I can do, like, here and there to get some spending money right now. Mm-hmm. That's what it is for me, is spending money. But I'm putting it all in investments in the business.
Yeah. So. And that's, I think, a lot of mine is going into it. Like, I did purchase a laptop last night.
Oh, cool.
And it's just a cheap one. Like it's $200. And that's how I talked myself into it, is I'm like, you know what? I've made this money and we're good. Actually, we ended up being really good this month. Sam got a bonus at work. And then Hello. We got our tax return back now already. And so with those two things, it has actually not like covered my income, but it's covered my expenses for like February and March while we're doing this. So like, I just was texting Sam and I'm like, yeah, I just looked at the joint account and we have plenty of money. He's still contributing to it. As soon as I'm generating income, I will again, but hopefully April. Well, I mean, hopefully I get more stuff going, but hopefully in April I should have a job in April.
Oh, so, exciting.
Yeah, because we've been interviewing I've done two interviews at two jobs, and oh man, I'm so glad. I don't recommend this whole like hit your wall and figure it out.
I'm telling you, it took me a year, a
But
full year.
I, well, you know, it's honestly been one of the best things for me personally, even though like it was absolutely terrifying, terrifying to quit my job, terrifying that I felt the way I did, terrifying that like for the week before I quit, I was crying every other day on and off and I didn't eat, like I lost 10 pounds. It was crazy. But I quit. I feel so much better right now. I'm interviewing for these amazing jobs. Like, they're really good jobs. The one is a part-time job that I really, really want, 20 to 30 hours a week.
Ooh.
And it is set your own schedule. Okay. So they
Okay.
said that 2 weeks ahead of time, you go in and you write what hours you want to work for the next week. And that's it. And people like see the open times and set appointments at those times. So as long as the people are setting appointments in your times you're available, you're fine. If you're setting
Okay.
times and nobody's booking them, then they'll just ask you if you can work a little bit different hours. But they said, we just want you to work 20 to 30 hours a week. If you wanted to work 3 10-hour days, that's fine. If you wanted to work 2.5 hours in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, 5 days a week, also fine. And then they have like, they call it flexible PTO. They told me that they require me to take a minimum of a week and a half of PTO as a part-time employee. Right? I
I
was
want
just
to
like,
work there.
what? Okay, tell me more. I love it. This is fantastic. It's literally everything I've wanted in a job. Like,
Are they hiring for like receptionists?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. They're a startup company, and that's why they're so like awesome. And that's the one thing, like, we've been in healthcare forever, so we're also really used to pretty shitty
Certain.
work conditions because the healthcare system is, it's all government funded, unfunded patients. There's some private insurance, but nobody's making money in it. So hospitals aren't very good to their employees in general.
Yeah, agreed. Sorry,
So
Mom.
it's just it is what it is. Like they try, and like the last hospital I was at was really doing its best for county hospital. Like no shade on them. They had better conditions than some of the private hospitals in terms of their restrictions and hours and stuff. But it's still a hospital. It's still having to do what you have to do. It's still like so dependent on you, and they still aren't giving you the opportunity to rest that you need because of needing to generate income to keep working. And to be fair, the healthcare system is starting to shut down all over the country. Like they have crises in, I want to say it was Oregon, where there's like a
I'm
huge,
sorry, what was that?
they have a crisis, I think, in Oregon.
Like the Pentagon?
No, Oregon,
Nope.
like the state.
One more time. It's Oregon.
Oregon, leave me alone.
I'm Texan. I'm sorry. You like. I said organ, like body organs, so that's not any better.
That's fair. I have had so much trouble, and I'm working really hard on my Midwestern accent, but it's gonna be there forever. But yeah, they have like a huge disparity. It's like several hours before people can even like get into an emergency room, even if you like lost a leg. People are having to drive several hours because a like whole system shut down or
Ooh.
something like that.
Yeah,
And I know back
that
where I'm from
sucks.
in Eau Claire, they had two major hospitals that were always full, and one of those health systems just shut down.
Meanwhile, y'all are building a new hospital where you're at.
And I know that the hospital system I was with had been expanding, and they built another one in that system. But they, and
That's
that's
what I
why I was
heard.
like, no shade on that system, because they are doing what they can as a county hospital with like what funds they get to try to keep employees, and they give bonuses and they like reduce hours and they try to have working conditions. It's just never going to be what it is at a hospital versus a
Needs to
startup.
be, yeah.
Like
Agreed.
it's health care, unfortunately. So
And there's only so much that you can on for me at least, there's only so much that you can do and experience before you are tired. And if you don't get to that point, you get past the point where you're just a really angry nurse or angry healthcare worker. And I don't want to be that. You don't want to be that,
I
obviously,
don't,
because
and
you got out.
that's why I wasn't even sure. Like, I'm obviously been applying to nurse jobs because I'm a nurse. I went to school, I have the degree, and it's, the pay is there sometimes. It's not as there for remote jobs generally. But
Woo.
yeah, so super excited for that part-time
Ow.
job, but then also tomorrow I am job shadowing for a full-time job. That is kind of similar. It's more to do where it's a little more involved with the patients and calling back certain patients.
Wow. Yeah.
But and it's a hospital
Patience.
system. It's
Patience.
still very
Patience.
flexible.
Patience. Patience.
I don't have
Patience.
any patients right now.
I know. Patience. I'm over here like me
It's
just
cool.
anyway, you don't
It's
have
a
the patience.
I don't have the patience. But we it's like a flexible, also a flexible job. In the interview, one of their questions made me so proud, and I wanted to bring it up on here since we're kind of about self-care. One of the interview questions was, work-life balance is important to us. What do you do for self-care at home to take care of yourself outside of work? And I was like, thank you for asking. Thank you for making that a point that it is important. So it's a full-time job, so it's 40 hours. So I don't know about doing that and all of this stuff since we're like really like digging our heels in. And I don't have to. Since I'm recovering from burnout, I probably won't, but I also don't know which job I'll be offered.
True.
They're both flexible. The part-time one's more flexible,
Yeah. Well, I hope you
but
get the part-time one. The part-time, I like no shade to the full-time one because that's like
no.
an excellent question, but the part-time one is like dream job.
It is. It is. It's like I could just see myself staying there forever, as long
Yeah,
as it ends
and
up being like nice, but
that's probably their goal with flex PTO and flex scheduling and all that kind of stuff. Like they want
Yeah,
they
they're
want retention.
trying. And
Yeah.
that's the thing that I think people places need to realize is like if you want retention, you have to be meeting up with some of these standards. And especially like the part-time position, they said they want you to take at least 2.5 weeks. The full-time position, they want you to take at least 4 weeks.
Wow.
So, like, they're just a nice company. So, one of the things that we're actually doing with this podcast, you might notice it sounds different this time. We might look a little different too, is that we are trying out different recording softwares to kind of see which one is the best for the podcast. Since that's also one of our side hustles.
Yeah, so this week we're trying Zoom. We're trying to see how it works. Tanya's getting a new micro. She's getting a different microphone. She's
I
using
have
a
the
different
different,
microphone.
yeah.
I didn't mean getting. I couldn't find my words. But
That's okay.
anyways, she's using a different microphone. We're trying different things just to see what works and what doesn't. And so far, last week's didn't work as well. Hopefully this week's works better.
Much, hopefully much better. And most of our stuff is going to be over these like digital platforms like this. I think once a month I was going to try to meet in person so we can kind of get some
Wow.
content. And I love that was so cute how like excited. Wow, once a month I can see you.
Wow,
But
it's
when
Toad.
it did snow today. Oh, that was so cute. We have some different recording software. This time we're using Skype, or last time we used Skype. And so highly don't recommend Skype. If you listened to our last episode, you probably wouldn't either. This time we're using Zoom. The caveat with free Zoom at least is that you get 30 or 40 minutes per meeting. So this is going to be cut into two meetings just because of that.
We're cheap right now. We want to use the free version to see how
Yeah,
it works.
we're trying the free
And
versions.
I like that. I mean, honestly, with Zoom, I like it better than Skype. The audio and the visual was not good on Skype. So it is what it is. We tried
Yeah.
it. We can say we tried it.
We've seen
didn't
good
work for us.
things about Zoom, but we've also seen like audio files aren't as good. So next week, I think we'll try probably River, maybe Riverside. It seems to be
Riverside.
the like highest recommended one. So also let us know what you think of how these sound and stuff like that.
Yeah, give us feedback. We will read comments and everything on the podcast because we like torture,
Interaction.
apparently. Yeah, interaction and
Interaction would be great.
degradation.
Degradation. And this is where we go into our BDSM kinks.
Yeah. And commercial, JK. Okay.
In terms of editing this, we have been using CapCut and the Apple
iMovie.
iMovie. Those have been working really well. We actually really like CapCut, but also one of the softwares for recording audio does some editing. So we're going to try that one out eventually too. I think later down the line, it was called Cast.
Yes. I think that'll be in a couple of weeks at least.
But our TikToks have just been like cut and paste. We might try to work on editing those a little bit more. Sorry, I'm
There's
moving the
a,
camera with my
I
foot
know. I'm like,
because
there's a ghost moving your camera.
I have to move. I haven't twitched anything in a while, and so my foot found the chair and just started turning it.
I
That's
get
the
you a fidget.
ADHD. I don't know
Yeah,
what
I'm gonna get you a fidget toy
to
so that
do
you can play with something while we're
here.
podcasting.
Right now for our podcast, Podbean is the platform that we're using, and that is then helping us just kind of move it over to all the other popular streams. We did go ahead and pay for the $9 a month platform, and that's one of those things that we said with these side gigs that we've been doing, it's covered that cost. We've more than covered the $9 a month for doing this. So,
Oh yeah. So far, I think we have subscriptions for CapCut, Canva, and whatever you just said that I can't think of,
Podbean.
Podbean, and both of us have already covered the cost of all of that. So,
Yeah, super simply. Everything was like $10 a month, I
yeah.
think.
So, we're good on that.
I think the only other big update for what we're doing is my book.
Oh yeah,
I did
I
figure
have
out
one
today.
too.
I sat down, I did a TikTok live, and I'm like, that thing where you copy people that you like to do body doubling. I'm like, body double with me while I work on my computer. And it worked for me to be the example. I got it like formatted so much better. It's like ready. I have to reload it. And then I will start probably before this comes out, I'll start releasing some TikToks about it. So that'll be fun.
Awesome. I'm in the process of publishing a new book. It's going to be an affirmation book. It's 31 days of affirmations with a reflection and like a little something to work on for that day.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a really good idea. I love
Yeah.
nice affirmation self-reflection journals.
Me too. I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to get the mock-up so that I can use it myself. Because that's what I'm making products for me, basically, that I like and that I enjoy. So I'm like, I want to use this.
I mean, that's kind of the way I want to approach it. I opened a Printify store last night, but I didn't do anything with it yet because I am trying to be the pull back because this weekend after we recorded our thing, total burnout.
Yeah.
Didn't
I'd
do a
expect
single
it.
thing
Yeah, I
all
expect
weekend.
it today.
So.
For me at least. But well, if you want to body double this weekend, you can just FaceTime me and we can do it like while you're setting up your shops and body double.
That's not a bad idea.
And then I can work on my shops.
Speaking of this weekend, aren't you having surgery tomorrow?
Yes, I am. I got my appointment call back. So I have to be there at 7 a.m. and then I'm getting my InterStim implanted. I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
So tell me like tell us more about this surgery and implantation and why we're getting it and what's happening. Like, walk us through the journey.
Okay, well, the journey starts in 2015, I think, when I started having problems. Peeing, I couldn't pee. I had retention for like over 12 hours, so I had ended up in the emergency room. And then a couple of months later, I had retention again and ended up in the emergency room and have been seeing urologist after urologist, urogynecologist to try to figure out what the problem was. And then I moved to Amarillo and got a new urologist. And she was like, let's do some testing and see what's happening, you know, because at this point, after so many years, I can't feel when I have to go to the bathroom. I can't tell.
Because of all the like retention or like,
no, like you should be able to feel it when you're retaining. It feels like you have to go to the bathroom. I don't know why I can't feel. My study showed like the same effects as like spinal cord injury. Or brain injury. And so I'm supposed to see neurologists, so we'll see with that. But she said, you know, there's this solution to your problems, you know, because I'm retaining. So I'm retaining all the time. I'm actually incontinent at this point. And so they're going to implant this little device called an InterStim. And it's just some like little leads, little wires that go into your sacral nerve. It's an in and out procedure. And then they turn on this little nerve stimulating device, and it's supposed to provide almost immediate results. Like I should see results within days, if that. I've heard very good things. I've heard things from it solved all my problems to it helped my back pain that I didn't realize, you know, it could fix to, you know, so I've heard very good things about it. I'm really excited for a solution to at least one of my problems.
Right.
And then hopefully we'll move on to the next 50,000.
Yeah. Well, and that's like when you said the spinal cord injury, my instant thought is like, you haven't injured your spinal cord. And that makes me really think about EDS again and some connectivity disorder there. Like,
yeah. So, it's actually, that's so funny that you mentioned it, because I have an EDS consultation on Monday.
Oh, that's fantastic. Good.
So I'm actually going to get evaluated for Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and see if that is causing my pain, my joint pain, you know, the subluxations or however, you know, in my joints and all that kind of stuff. So hopefully that'll be good.
Okay.
I'm having hopefully. A little...
Is that...
Virtual? Having some fear. Yes, it is okay. Virtual. So we'll see how that goes, because she is going to do a workup, a full EDS workup. So I'm going to have to show her how flexible I am on the camera.
That'll be fun.
Woo!
Right? That's fine. I mean, yeah, I was curious about how those would work, because I have the appointment for the EDS evaluation, which... It's so funny. Did it snow there today?
Yes, it snowed like 3 inches at my house.
Yeah, it snowed here as well. Obviously, we're not like that far apart. Texas shouldn't be really snowing in March, but here we are.
Here we are.
It was 80 on Monday. So,
yeah, I know. I was wearing shorts on Monday. It was crazy.
But I feel like I've been in pain since like yesterday. Like that was me just moving. It's because my back hurts so bad today, and like my knees are catching like nobody's business. Like I have my knee brace on because just walking around my kitchen, it's like catching and like dropping me in the right knee. The left knee is just doing its own thing. I don't have a good brace for it right now, so
I'm the same. I've actually been in pain since Tuesday. There's been so much going on. So Tuesday we had wildfires. We're still having wildfires, but Tuesday was really bad. Was wildfires. You could see the smoke from 2 hours away.
I was just gonna say, because you're just like a couple hours away from, and I don't even know what we're at right now. The last I saw was over 500,000 acres are on fire, and it's like the fifth largest wildfire in West Texas ever.
I don't think it's the fifth largest. I think it's further up now.
Oh, really? I mean, that was the last I saw, which I think everything I saw was updated yesterday morning or the night.
I think it's like the second largest wildfire in West Texas history now. Okay. Like, I think that's what I saw this morning. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's pretty up there now. So between the wildfires, the smoke, I've been having respiratory problems. And then I started trigger warning for emetophobias, but I started throwing up on Wednesday and Thursday, which is today, I guess. I'm a little off on my days, sorry. And because of that, my FND is flaring up. So I haven't left the bed. I was paralyzed for a couple hours one day, and my pain and my weakness is so bad. Plus my joints have been dislocating, so I can't really walk right now.
And once again, folks, this is why we're looking into this stuff. Like, yeah, this is literally why I was like, hey, let's do this. We both suck at life, and we both forget that we aren't great at being people. Like, we're good. We're people, but like, we forget that we have the restrictions whenever we have good days for a while.
Like, oh, yeah. Mine definitely stems, and I'm working on this, but mine definitely stems from a place of guilt mm-hmm. and shame. So if I'm feeling good, I have to get more stuff done because I'm feeling good. So mm-hmm. I should be working and I should be cleaning the house and I should be doing that instead of taking it easy because I have a good day so that I can collect more good days.
Yeah. And I mean, that's one of those things that I'm trying to work on as well. But it's like, I feel like I gaslight myself and then mm-hmm. I have a bad day and I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Cause I haven't had a lot of bad days this month, actually. Like, surprisingly, it's been a really good, pretty good month for me. I mean, every time I'm in the chiropractor, I think I'm getting worse and worse just because I'm walking more. But I've been in a pretty decent denial lately about having issues. But part of it is because I adjusted my beta blocker. So my POTS hasn't been as much of an issue. It's not an issue every single morning. It's not an issue every single time I eat because I was able to double my dose. Mm-hmm. So,
see, my fainting has been good this week, but it's because I've been in bed. Yeah. I haven't been getting up.
Yeah.
So my orthostatic hypertension hasn't been acting up. But besides that, my pain, my FND, plus the stress of the surgery, overdoing it, it's definitely taking its toll on me. And that's why I didn't do as many surveys. I mean, I'm sitting here right now with a migraine from mm-hmm. taking nausea medications yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just kind of, you got to do what you got to do and deal with the body grief and all of that after, I guess. I mean, we're both sitting here squirming and wiggling because we're both hurting so bad.
This is like how I was first, like when I was 16 is when I was diagnosed with spondylolisthesis in my lower back mm-hmm. in the L4, L5. And it was kind of stemmed from sitting. So I noticed it because sitting all day in school, by the end of the day, I could not sit still. I could not. It hurt so, so, so bad that like, I remember 6th, 7th, 8th period, I could barely sit in the chair. I remember 8th period asking, it was 8th period English with Mrs. Amundson. Like, I remember it. And I remember being like, can I please stand? And her being like, well, if you stand, you're going to have to stand the whole time because blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I will happily stand the whole time. I'm just in so much pain.
Yeah.
Don't know where it stemmed from. I didn't have an injury or anything like that, but there it was at 16. And I wasn't overweight at that time because, I mean, I used to be overweight. I don't think it's something that's been mentioned. People who know me know I was like over 250 pounds. I never hit 300. We got close, but I was a big girl. But at that time in high school, when I was 16, I was like 100. I think I was around what I am now, like around 160 pounds. So when it happened, it just is what it is. So I have been having issues at night, though, because I've increased my beta blocker just a little bit. Just a little orthostatic hypotension sometimes when I get up to pee. And so, but you don't notice it as much because it's dark. Mm-hmm. So like I get up and I'm walking and it's all pitch black and I notice it's pitch black because we have an automatic light that comes on in the bathroom, and I'll hear it click, and I'll be like, oh, I need to hurry up and sit down. But it's also kind of nice because then I don't have the like shock to my system of the light, because when it doesn't happen, I have to quick turn off the light so it doesn't blind me. So it's actually kind of beneficial to like have the total blackness while I was going into the bathroom and the light came on.
That's so funny. I actually haven't been sleeping this week.
Yeah,
I've been waking up at like midnight and staying up all day, and then going to bed at 7 and waking up at midnight.
We've been chatting late at night.
Yeah, it's been bad, but like it's making my Tourette's worse. Like it's making my tics worse. It's making my seizures worse. Oh my god, it's been so bad. I'm so like my tics have been worse in this episode.
Yeah.
Than they have been, but it's because I'm so tired and I can't sleep. I don't know what it is. I took a melatonin at like 2 o'clock last night. Or I think at like 1:30, I texted you and I was like, this shit ain't working.
Yeah. I did a lot of things last night. I don't remember. We were talking around 1 or 2 in the morning last night.
I know.
It's been the same. And it's been like, it's not that I'm not tired. It's just the thoughts in my head. And so I think I don't know if it'll be better next week, maybe. Like for you, I hopefully it'll be better next week, because I know you've had a lot of thoughts about preparing for the surgery and being prepared for having the surgery and everything too, though. So maybe, but also the weather, like it's crazy how much the weather does fuck with you. Like totally, we're both sitting here like everything is fucked. And you know what? It is a cold weather thing moved in. It started moving in Tuesday night when our wind speeds picked up. It's been coming in since Tuesday, and here we are on Thursday, and it is cold and snowy, and we feel awful, and we're in a lot of pain. So
Tuesday, it was nice.
Yeah.
During the day, it was in the 70s. By Tuesday night, it was 23.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was insane how, and it's, I agree with you. It's crazy how much the weather and like the barometric pressures and all of that affects how your body feels on any given day. And then add chronic illness on top of it, and it just makes everything worse.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's why I gaslight myself into, on my good days, I'm like, everything is fine. And that's why I'm like, maybe I can take a full-time job. You know what? I'm crazy. I haven't like, because I just keep telling myself I'm crazy, and then it happens. And until I get to the point where it's been happening and happening and happening and happening, I just kind of live in like a denial, like, oh, that was just one bad day. Everybody has that, right? Like,
oh yeah, I did that for years. Even when I couldn't walk, I was like, it's all in your head. Just get up. You can walk. And then I would try and immediately fall and be like, I'm just crazy. I'm just crazy. This is all in my head. I'm obviously faking it. Like, come on.
I have a really random weird story for you though. Okay.
Okay.
I just kind of, I don't know why it popped in my head while we were talking about this. So, speaking of death.
You rang.
Speaking of death. I don't know why. It just made me think of one thing I've told my husband over and over again, is that as soon as I am eligible. Fuck your husband.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of hot, but like.
Ew. No. I'm not attracted to men at all, except for my husband.
This is a woman married to a man.
Yeah. I'm only attracted to him. Like, with literally.
A kid from another man.
That was a mistake, and it wasn't. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that.
In any case.
Any hoodle doodle.
Yes, bitch. Yes.
I got it. Any hoodle doodle.
I have an agreement, and I don't know if he'll actually do this, which is why I need to make somebody else probably my power of attorney.
I've been telling you that for years.
As soon as I'm eligible for hospice, which hospice just means you're not likely to live past 6 months,
mm-hmm.
I want to just go on it.
Like, yeah, 100%.
I don't want to deal with struggling anymore. I want to just live the good life. I want to get my meds, have my things taken care of. I don't want to have to leave my house. I just want to go on it. And I think that's okay. It's not like I'm eligible. I don't have a death wish, but I feel like I've been struggling already my whole life. So when people are like, listen, you have about 6 more months left to struggle, we're like, let's do this as easy as we can. I don't want to struggle anymore.
Yeah, I have some controversial opinions. To me, they're controversial, but I'm fully 100% for everybody's right to die. I mean, Oregon, here I come. If I could,
yeah,
I would.
I've always been super pro euthanasia.
Yeah, and it sounds so cruel, like, to say it like that.
Voluntary, but I mean, not like, oh, we should just put everyone down.
Yeah.
But I do think not that eugenics. Like, you should have the right to choose about your life prolongation. And I think it's important to have that conversation with your family about what your wishes are too. If you want to try and keep going and get every day you can, you do you. But some of us, you know, I feel like people in healthcare especially, they're like, no, I don't want to struggle.
Yeah, and trigger warning to be graphic. So this is your chance to fast forward right now. Okay, anyways, but when you've seen so many rib cages get broken, mm-hmm. and you've seen so many older people get intubated and kept alive, and you've seen people be vegetables for the rest of their life because they tried to commit suicide and their family found them and they saved them, and now mm-hmm. they're a vegetable. Like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to. I mean, at least I don't. I don't want to. And I've made it very clear with my husband what my wishes are. He's made it very clear with me what his wishes are because of that. And we both know that we can't get our kids involved because they'll keep us alive because they love us so much. Like,
I don't know why me and Sam were talking about this last night, but I don't know why it made me remember that. Like, I told him, and he's like, okay, I can do that. And I'm like when it's appropriate, right? Not like I have a UTI and you're like, she doesn't live anymore. Let her go. Yeah.
Let her go.
Like,
see, that's,
hey, honey, I'm fine. And he's like, I know what her wishes are.
See, that's like, how my husband is. If he, like, besides strep throat, he'll get strep throat treated. But if it's anything else, he'll be like stomach ache. He's just like, no, don't treat it. And I'm like, what if it's something serious? He's like, then I'll just go. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm like, a sniffy nose, really? You can take cold medicine for that. Right. And he's just like, I'm ready. Now is my time. Like, I can't. And you call me dramatic. Right. Come on.
I mean, when you can't walk, you're obviously being dramatic.
I know. Like I said, I'm obvious. It's all in my head.
Yeah. See, and that's, I think if we just gaslight ourselves enough and keep telling ourselves it, we'll just get through it. It'll be fine. I mean,
I've been trying for over 10 years. I'm going to keep doing it. My refusal to accept the truth is strong on this subject. Like, it took my therapist, I think, almost two years to convince me to apply for disability because I was like, I'm fine. I'm completely fine.
Yeah.
And then I finally did it. And this whole process is getting reviewed. And I'm just like, I don't need it. I don't need it. See, I'm fine. And I'm like, every week we talk about me needing my wheelchair and I still don't use it, but
and like
I'm
you passed fine. Out on the first episode randomly, like,
but I'm fine.
You're wearing this whole like and ticking, like,
yeah,
you can't do just having the Tourette's, I think, takes you out of a lot of positions.
You would think, but disability denies people. All the time, even with coprolalia, which for those that don't know, coprolalia is can be a symptom of Tourette's, I think in like 10% of people with Tourette's have coprolalia, where you use foul language or profanities or slurs and stuff, inappropriate language and
body movements. So that's like what people tend to actually
You think of coprolalia, which, like I said, only 10% of people with Tourette's have coprolalia. I unfortunately happen to be part of that percentage. But oh well.
Fuck it. I think it's cute.
That's why everybody that has come up to me about my Tourette's has said it's cute, it's funny. they wish they had it so they could say whatever they had on their mind. And I'm like, but I don't say whatever's on my mind. And they're like, right. But you could. And I'm like, no, you can't. And if you think that, like,
anybody can say whatever's on their mind.
Exactly. Anybody without Tourette's. You don't have to have Tourette's. So don't use that as a crutch. Like,
come on. I do it all the time. It's what made me start to question. I started questioning if I'm autistic like a long time ago. I'm not tested for it. I've taken the test. It's like maybe a little bit, definitely neurodivergent. And I've already been diagnosed ADHD. And like, I know those overlap so much, but I distinctly remember talking with a doctor and I was telling him something and I was like, you know, I've been concerned lately. And this was like before TikTok, I think, before I got a TikTok. TikTok was around, but before COVID. And I was like, I've been concerned lately. I've been paying attention and I think I might be autistic. And he's like, you're not autistic. You just say whatever's on your mind and tell the truth to people. I was like, and that's a sign of.
That's so funny. I took the RREDS test this weekend and my score was 207.
Holy balls. Mine was only 94.
Girl, when you were like, mine's not that high, in my head I'm like flashing my 207. I'm like, anyway. we're just gonna file that one into the little denial corner, okay?
I guess in my mind too, like, it doesn't change anything at this point in my life. It just makes it so that I can tell people like, oh well, I'm this like, is why. autistic. And so I honestly just like to say neurodivergent because I feel like it's a more encompassing diagnosis. Anyway, I am diagnosed as one of the neurodivergent ones, and there's so many flavors on there. Like, the whole thing is a spectrum, and I think the best thing I ever had explained that I came across was a video that's like, it's not like 0 to 100, it's like a one of those color palettes when it's like, choose your color, and you see just like the whole scheme, and there's like this red here and this red here and gray and yellow, and you just click and they're all slightly different. And that's the spectrum of neurodivergency and autism. That's what we mean as a spectrum, is it's not like 0 to 100. It's, you might have a little more of this or a little more of that. And so in general, neurodivergency, everything on it is spectrumed like that.
I mean, it definitely is. I agree with that. I mean, you see that in different diagnoses, you know, there's different levels of, you know, when people are diagnosed as autism, there's different levels. There's different severities of Tourette syndrome. I mean, not a lot of people have tics this bad. A lot of people you wouldn't even know have Tourette's because it's more facial grimaces or facial tics and like throat clearing.
Yeah, my friend Eric, he listened to the podcast. Shout out, Eric. You the real MVP.
Hey, Eric.
and so he gets tics. And he texted me after he watched our episode. He's like, her tics are making me tick really bad.
Her tics are setting my tics off. Yeah.
He gets like a little twitch thing. It's really weird where he's like, and he's like, oh, it's my tics. Like,
that's why I don't watch people on TikTok with Tourette's. I did. In 2020, I used to, when my tics were super, super bad, and that's where I caught that stupid beans tic. And after that, I refused to watch Tourette's content because I don't want TikTok. Like, I got the last one I watched, I think most recent one was the taxi driver with the passenger that also had Tourette's.
Oh, the one I sent you, because I was like, this is so funny.
And they were setting each other off. I got a tic from that. And now I say fingernails. And it's like, so I don't watch.
I try really hard to not send you like things that do that because you've told me this. And like, I think one thing about people with Tourette's is that like, acknowledge that they don't want a tic. Like, I feel like it's like painful for it you. Is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so like, it as a politeness, you don't want to set them off. That's just rude. It's very mean. It's kind of like kicking somebody in their broken leg.
I agree.
And so that's why a lot of times I know my husband Sam had asked, like, why don't you acknowledge her tics more and play off of them in the podcast? And I was like, because it makes it worse for her. And I still will, because like it is a little funny.
But every once in a while is okay, but when it's constant, I mean, you can set a tick attack off with someone with Tourette's, and that's one thing that if I have a tick attack because someone is setting my ticks off on purpose, ooh, I'm gonna go off like it's on site. See me jumping out my wheelchair.
I don't have that. I just have the hiccups. And I don't know if you heard it. I did one. I'm not sure if Zoom picked it up. And that's just, it's one hiccup. It's, after I eat or drink and I'm like full, I have one really loud squeaky hiccup. I've heard pterodactyl. I've heard a mouse. I've heard so many different things. Yeah. And I don't think mine's, mine doesn't seem to be a tick. I really don't know what it is. It's after I eat or drink though. It's not a hiatal hernia. We had that checked. I've had the whole gastric looked at. I've tried antipsychotics to stop the hiccup. Nothing stops it. So it just is a thing.
I have a pterodactyl tick. That's what I call it, is my pterodactyl tick. It's a singular hiccup. It happens in silence, moments of silence, or when you don't need it to happen. And that's when I'm like, like hiccup really loudly. But I have that too. It's a singular hiccup and it's a tick.
You know what? Eric picked up on my hiccups, and I think he picked them up more as a tick. Mm-hmm. You know what though? I did see that they can be related to POTS, getting a hiccup after you're eating or drinking. And that would make sense, because when I am full is when I'm more likely to get the tachycardia. So that would make sense. I bet that's what it is. That's stupid.
It's not.
let's just say that it is, and now it's solved. Problem solved. I figured it out.
Here we go, gaslighting ourselves again. It's fine. I'm faking it.
No, it's real. It's real. I promise.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, so just some things to touch up on. I know last week I mentioned that I was going to be doing some reading for Self-Care Corners. So I had started reading last week, Does It Hurt by H.G. Carleton. Okay. I mean listening on audiobook. Yeah. But it's the same, because if audiobooks are just listening to words, then reading is just looking. So if that sense is better than that, then hearing, I don't want to hear it.
I had somebody say consume. I consumed a book. So I've been consuming this book. So that way it kind of encompasses them all, because some people get really sticklers on the reading too. I don't know why.
So I'm halfway through with that. It's pretty good. The audiobook is great. I need to give you my my login so you can listen to it. It's pretty good. And then I'm going to start my March TBR sometime soon. I think I got like 3 comments on a TikTok, so that's going to be my March TBR.
Yay! That's really exciting. I meant to do it and haven't yet. For me, last week I said I was going to pull back, and I did. I feel like I did really good. I mean, especially right after that episode, I had like and shut down for the whole weekend. And then I was able to reset Monday, and I've been still reminding myself, like, a little bit is okay, a little bit is okay, and doing things to, trying to find the things to just, like, help myself, like, getting the laptop, because for me, having the laptop so I can lay down and work on things, or be in my recliner just to take that pressure off. I mean, my chair is great, but it's just not perfect. This week I actually turned 36 this week coming up, which is something, well, that makes sense why I feel like shit. I always have really bad pain problems around my birthday. My 30th birthday, I spent crying on the floor because I couldn't walk. That was when I was first diagnosed with arthritis.
Yeah.
So here we are 6 years later. And it's in pain today already. I'm already going downhill. Pretty rough. I should probably run to the chiropractor here after this. But I think this week it's really going to be paying attention to my physical body, because she is starting to get sore. And I think in the 2 weeks we've been doing this, I've gone on 5 or 6 walks, and those are what are starting to get to me. But today it's also the weather. But
yeah, I think for me, for my self-care corner for this week, I'm focusing on sleeping.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
That's what I'm focusing on sleeping. It doesn't matter when, it doesn't matter what time, it doesn't matter. Like if I feel like my body is telling me to sleep, I'm going to sleep. So that's what I'm going to focus on for my self-care corner.
I think that's a really, really, really good one for you. And getting that ability into it.
Cool.
You know, I have kind of two things, unfortunately. I want to pay attention to my body because it's in pain and I'm turning 36. Oh my fucking God. But when I was in therapy that you're made me
36.
I know. When I was in therapy, it made me remember the thing that I was supposed to work on actually with my therapist is getting a schedule this week. So I'm going to try to have some kind of set schedule for myself, waking up and bedtime, and be strict with those about like no social media, don't reach out. We put the phone down, turn everything off, turn my head off.
I'll remember that so I don't reach out.
So.
Okay, well, it sounds like next time we're going to have a 1 month update.
4 weeks.
We're going to be kind of wrapping up on our survey project. Not so much wrapping up, but just kind of wrapping up our content and what we talk about and starting some new projects such as gaming apps. Starting a Twitch stream.
Next week, we're going to not focus on the surveys. I think we kind of know how much we can make on the surveys at this point. So next week, we're going to try some apps that you make money playing games. If you have recommendations, this episode will come out after we've already started, but let us know anyway, and we can try those for next time too. And yeah, we're going to get a Twitch stream going, hopefully. So, watch for us adulting on hard mode. Carrie and Co is what she's going under. I'm going under Tanya Awesome. And I believe, I don't know if I made a Twitch account yet. So we'll kind of see. It might end up being Tanya Awesome Life sometimes. So
I had a Twitch account. So it just was 1-2 set up for me to be like, click, click. Okay, now I can
do it. Yeah. Games. So you should be able to find us on TikTok, Instagram. YouTube. Are our main ones. YouTube as well. Yeah. Watch our YouTube if you want to see what we look like and watch us fiddle the whole episode.
And you can listen to the podcast almost everywhere. We're still having issues with Apple.
Yeah.
But I'm getting those fixed.
Hopefully it'll be on Apple by the time this comes out.
I'm hoping. It's still the artwork.
Still. Okay.
All right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, in the meantime, Spotify, YouTube, Podbean, Google,
Amazon, Audible,
iHeartRadio,
like almost all of them. So yeah. If you have one and you can't find us, let us know, because if you're listening to us, you must have found us.
And we do appreciate feedback. So if you have anything that you have to say, you like, you don't like, let us know.
Yeah, please. All right, until next week, we'll see you later.
All right, bye guys.
Bye.